Hello, patrons. It is Monday, March 7th. I am Brandon Jones. I'm here to give you a quick Milo update. Milo is my son. Milo is currently in the hospital. Milo has been there for 3 weeks, and Milo is doing a lot better. Cheers, everyone. A happy update. Things are changing every single day. One day, Amanda's in the hospital. The next day, I am in the hospital with Milo, and we are trying our best to take care of him as non-medical professionals, and he is in the absolute best of care and is not only making a turn for the better, but had a fun moment yesterday. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter. Amanda tweeted it out. It's hard to tell like what's personal and what's public really in this whole situation. And when I saw Amanda tweet that, I was like, oh, cool. We're telling people that this good thing happened. Great. But it's super simple. She told Milo a joke and he laughed. And, you know, Milo has gone through some procedures. He's gone through the intensive care unit, you know, of his ward, the pediatric intensive care unit. A lot of trials and tribulations trying to get him better. And he is slowly coming out of it this last week, but has been the usual pensive child that he is. Lots of serious expressions, you know, just kind of looking around the room. Okay, yeah. Coming back to reality and, you know, it's all right. When you roll that dice going in the hospital every other day, you never know what kind of reaction you're going to get out of him. And it was one day after the other, Amanda and I being jealous of the next day's progress. And you're looking at peak jealousy right here because I'm stuck at home. Amanda's there tonight. And she got a little smile out of the kid. So I'm here to tell you that things are good in terms of his cognition. He's waking up. He's coming back to us. He is getting past a lot of the uncomfortable stuff that he had to deal with that a lot of us would hate, no matter what, and he's 2.5, and so he is understandably fidgety, and what was the word that Amanda used to describe him? He's definitely, he's getting the jitters or something. What is it when you're like just a little upset? Fussier. He's definitely fussier, she said. Well, that kid's got a right to be fussy. Because he's had an absolute hell of a month or two. It is March now. These used to be Easy Allies updates. These are now Milo updates. This will be public if you want to share this with everybody. Share the good news that my son is doing better, but he will still be in the hospital for a minimum of 3 weeks. I will be attending Easy X. It is extremely important to me to be there for as much of that as I possibly can. I don't know if you're going to see me on like day after day of Easy Allies coverage that week. Shout out to everybody that has been managing the podcast. Shout out to Michael Damiani, who's managing the showcase this month. Shout out to Bloodworth and, of course, Isla, who handled the ads this last week. Totally forgot to do the ads because when you have the every other day schedule in the hospital, I was like driving down the hospital. I'm like, wait a minute. It's Saturday. Need ads by tomorrow. Oh, no. And then reached out to Isla, and I was like, I did them. You know, they're taken care of. You know, obviously it's better if I handle the ads. Because there's a certain, you know, type of, I don't know. It's important to get them done. That's the most important thing. Shout out to Don for cutting the podcast. Shout out to Isla for working on it with Bloodworth. And, of course, for Bloodworth for managing a lot of the hosting responsibilities. Admittedly, I've not watched a lot of the podcast. I haven't watched anything. I haven't seen The Batman. I haven't played Elden Ring. Ugh. There's so many things I got to catch up on. I haven't like watched a little of the news, watched a little of what's going on in the world right now. But in terms of like entertainment from games and TV and movies, not so much. I'm a bad ally in terms of being available for frame traps and spoiler modes and stuff like that. I still haven't seen Spider-Man. I'm very behind on a lot of this stuff, but I'm here to report to you in a very short video this week. Hopefully these Milo updates will be just a blip in the massive amount of coverage that you can get here. Patreon.com/EasyAllies. Really proud of my team. Really happy to see all the stuff that is going on each week that I absolutely cannot be a part of because I got bigger fish to fry in terms of getting that kid back on his feet and getting him back enjoying life instead of just being stuck in a bed staring at nurses he doesn't know almost all day long. But he's doing better. Again, it is a long road, but shout out to everybody that I know. I'm super weird on Twitter. I'll just pop up every now and then and reply to something. A lot of people have reached out to me. Thank you so much. The only help I need right now is the sleep that I am going to get as soon as this tiny video is over. And I will get up tomorrow morning and I will do my day shift. And then Amanda can spend some time with her parents, get some rest, and then she'll pick up for me the day after. If we're lucky, tomorrow, Milo's going to get out of that intensive care unit and get back to, as they call it, back to the floor. back to the fun side of the pediatric area of the hospital that he is in. He is in the intensive care unit, which is the not fun side. He has been doing well regardless. I think so. One of the nurses came in and said, "The famous Milo." And I was like, "The famous Milo? What? What is it? Huh? Famous?" I think he's getting a name for himself, and he hasn't really had a conversation with many people in that building. So I think he's going to impress a lot of people, and I will be in the back being like, "Oh, what happened? I had to go by." So I'm going to go get some rest. I will report back and be involved in as much EZA stuff as possible over the coming weeks. But obviously, my mind is elsewhere. My body is elsewhere. My focus is elsewhere. But gosh darn it, I love all of you. Thank you for supporting Easy Allies. Thank you for getting us into another month. And we are 2 weeks away from a big, big, big celebration and a lot of fun announcements and a lot of fun updates from Easy Allies. Am I planning any of that? I was before 3 weeks ago. For the last 3 weeks, I've not been involved in a lot of that. And I will try to be a part of as much of it as possible. But stay tuned. Enjoy all the content in the meantime. And I will reach out to you and maybe get jokey on Twitter, but I'll be back next Monday morning with another update and some more details about Milo's condition and situation. Thank you for the love and respect, everybody. Cheers.